Kevin Cohen and Brian Leonard, now joined by our very good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. It is time for our positive points on aging for this day. And Miss Karen, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
We're doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. No pork. And I'm going to do my PSA before we start for our spaghetti dinner drive.
Well, you know, we should let people know that some people talk a good game. Karen walks the walk. Not only did she say she wanted to talk about spaghetti, but then she brought spaghetti for us.
That's right. Spaghetti, garlic bread, and a salad.
Are you kidding me?
And
we're eating gourmet. We're eating gourmet here at the Point this morning. That's awesome.
Right.
So thank you.
And anybody else can eat gourmet Thursday night if they would support our drive for the Alzheimer's Association. We have spaghetti dinners to go. It will be spaghetti with no pork, and salad, and garlic bread, and dessert.
I did have to ask.
You did. That's fine. And other people have asked also.
Sure.
And it's $10 a plate.
Uh-huh.
And all proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association. All you have to do is call Oak Leaf at 803-808-3477 and reserve your plate today.
Plates.
Plate.
Many plates.
Multiple plates.
Yeah.
Should be good. Yes.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause, and you just pay when you come pick up your dinner.
Wonderful. It's a good thing. Again, that's Thursday evening, right?
Thursday evening from 4 to 6.
Okay, so that's going to be great, and you'll enjoy that. The food is wonderful, and it's this is not like store dinners. This is somebody cooked this, right?
This is homemade spaghetti sauce at Oak Leaf, and we're kind of known for that. We do it all the time.
Yeah, that's one of your specialties over at Oak Leaf is the homemade spaghetti. So spaghetti and the garlic bread and the salad.
And the salad. Well, you guys didn't get dessert. I'm sorry. We kind of blew it on that. But,
no,
you know,
that's okay.
That's okay.
Beggars can't be choosers. You know, we're pretty excited just about getting some spaghetti. Brian's going to be eating breakfast and lunch and a little early today.
That's probably a good thing.
So we usually don't let Brian, indulge on any food till well after 10 o'clock. But,
that sounds cruel.
It is.
I'm just saying, I'm excited for you, you know? The show ends at 9 for me.
Right, you get to.
And I get to go right into my office and start eating. Usually Brian, he's got, the 9 o'clock show that he has to produce and all that. And so he can't eat in front of the common folk.
Well,
you know, the other hosts that come in here, that'd be rude for him to eat in front of.
Unless he supplied them with food.
Brian does not share his food. I've known Brian for 17 years. You know, he'd give me the shirt off his back, but he will not give me spaghetti or garlic bread.
Okay. So whatever. You got it here. Eat it when you want.
Yeah. Anyway, great event Thursday, 4 to 6 over at Oak Leaf Village. Give that phone number one more time, please, Karen.
803-808-3477.
Yeah, and all the proceeds go to benefit the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
So it's a win-win-win, okay? It's a great cause, and it's necessary, and this is Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Yes.
And so we're doing all kinds of things to try to keep you aware of that. And the folks over at Oak Leaf Village understand this extremely well. That's one of the reasons why they're doing an event like this, just to try and raise awareness and raise funds, and it makes a big difference. So do that and support that. 4 to 6 on Thursday. Over at Oak Leaf Village for Alzheimer's Awareness, and get yourself a nice spaghetti dinner.
Call today to reserve your plate, please.
Please do. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Wonderful cause, and it's, like I said, a win-win-win situation there. You get some good food, and you're also helping a great cause, okay? So we are into our positive points on aging for today, and we always enjoy this very, very much. We were talking last week about the differences between assisted living, independent living, memory care, and just how people don't really know and how they can determine the best place for their loved one when it comes to finding out which is the best fit. And I don't want to put someone that I love in a level of care that is too high
or too low.
Exactly. Yeah. So you really have to do the proper assessment and answer the questions and not be afraid to answer the questions, honestly, because some of the questions you might think, well, that's personal. Well, yeah, of course it's personal.
It's very personal.
Because we want to make sure that someone you love is getting the proper level of care. And I don't mean to be graphic while we're sitting here talking about spaghetti, but this is a somewhat graphic thing to say. But if somebody, for example, has trouble when it comes to incontinence or has trouble when it comes to needing some help cleaning up after going to the restroom, things like that's a certain level of care versus someone who has no trouble with that.
Absolutely.
So, yes, it's a very personal interview, but it's for his or her own good.
Absolutely, and you can't be embarrassed. When you go to the hospital, there is no such thing as privacy. When you go to your doctors, there's no such thing as privacy.
Right.
And unfortunately, as we age and need more help, we lose all privacy because people have to know continuity of care. The only way I can serve you is to know what your loved one needs. And I'll tell you, I did a little research because I have never worked in a skilled nursing environment mm-hmm. or a rehab environment. So to do this conversation today, I had to do some homework, and I even learned some things. So it's always good to talk to somebody. And, I mean, Google's wonderful, but you need to talk to people because they're going to be able to answer your questions better than Dr. Google can.
Yeah, that's one of the things I would tell you is probably the biggest downfalls of the internet is don't let Dr. Google be your physician
no.
or someone you love, because there's a lot of things on the internet that sound great and are yes. completely wrong. And sometimes, you know, we read things on the internet and it almost turns into like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
You know, it says, well, this person might experience this, 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 or that. And maybe they have one of those eight symptoms. And all of a sudden you decide, well, she's got joint pain.
Yeah.
That must mean that she's got so-and-so disease.
Right.
No.
No, chances are good you don't have that.
Exactly. Really? Not if you don't have seven of the eight things, there's a good chance you don't have that. But regardless, you talk to the professionals.
Talk to the professionals.
And let them help you with the diagnosis. That's yes. what they do for a living. You don't invite a plumber to do surgery.
Nope.
And you don't invite a surgeon to fix the pipes.
Nope, that's for sure. And, you know, honestly, in the senior care industry, we are still a very personal, hands-on industry. And
yeah.
it's very important
that's
to do
good.
That. And it's a good thing.
That's a good thing for
yes.
your loved ones. It really is. That's not a bad thing. That's a really important thing.
Right.
All right, so let's review a little bit
okay.
just for where we were last week, because we talked about what independent living is. We mm-hmm. talked about assisted living. We were going to get into the memory care a little bit more
right.
today. Let's go back in time, though, a little bit to last week. Who is perfect for independent living?
Seniors 55 and older who are just active retirees, preferably. They just want somebody to be there to do their housekeeping, maybe have meals for them, and maybe want just a place where they can walk out, close the door, and know that their valuables and their apartment is safe, and they can travel and do whatever they want. They typically do not need any kind of care for activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming, even medication administration. Usually they don't even need that.
It's really well defined and titled when we call it independent living.
Yes.
It's almost like living in a hotel.
It is very much. And again, housekeeping and laundry, activities and meals are usually the services that you get in places like that.
Yeah, you don't have to cook, although many of these places have
full
kitchens now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's true. And so you can cook if you'd like to cook. You can keep your car. You can go
right.
driving. If that's what you want to go out for a meal, you can do whatever you want. All that stuff, you're basically paying for the convenience of not having to cook,
right.
of being literally able to walk down a hallway, have activities provided for you on a regular basis. It's really a high quality of life if you're willing to give up living at home to come live
right.
at a facility that again, you don't want to have to keep up, you don't have to clean, you don't have to worry about having someone come out and cut your lawn, all that stuff.
Right.
None of that stuff to worry about.
And the other thing is they do usually have somebody on site 24/7. So if you do have an emergency at 2:00 in the morning, there is someone there to help you. And
right.
that's a good plus for independent living.
Assisted
right. living, on
right.
the other hand.
Next step up.
Yeah, is the next step up. And that's when you do need help. You do need medications given to you. You can't remember to take your drugs properly. You might need help getting dressed in the morning. You might need help somebody just standing by watching you take a shower, or not watching, but being there when you take a shower to help you get in and out so you don't fall. You still need meals, you still need housekeeping, but there's 24-hour caregiving assistance there. So if you were to fall at 3:00 in the morning, there is somebody there in the building that can help you and assess what the situation is.
Yeah, that is basically, it's more than the next step up to understand that. That's the one where they've got the little ripcord pull
yep.
string in the bathroom.
Or
yeah, something set up.
Alerts.
Exactly. Something that if something goes wrong, literally someone's right up the hallway that
yes.
can be there for you 24/7, and there's always somebody there. There's always somebody on call.
Yes.
And again, that's for the person who has made it to that level where, you know, I'm supposed to take my meds at 8:30 every evening, and sometimes I forget. Well, now you don't have to worry about that. They'll bring you your
right.
meds and things like that.
But you don't need nursing care, and you don't need a doctor, and that's a big thing.
Right, right. And that's where we get to our next level, which we will talk
okay.
about.
Okay.
As soon as we come back, we're going to get you the Fox Business Report. We've got Karen with us from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging. I hope you'll stay with us as we continue on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. The highest oil prices in 7 years have investors moving cautiously. U.S. crude closed over $80 a barrel yesterday for the first time since late 2014. The global shortage of chips is also impacting car sales in China. Sales there declined in the summer quarter from a year ago. It's the first drop in more than a year. Mark Fields, the interim CEO of Hertz, could make $13 million for running the company in less than 6 months. Fields is former CEO of Ford. A government filing says Fields has been granted restricted stock along with a salary of roughly $250,000 a month. Fields will lead Hertz through the relisting of the company on a major stock exchange. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the work.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at BartFireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
People today, they could spend half their lives over 50. That's a lot of living. So it helps to have someone in your corner, right here in your community. That someone is AARP. Join us for free, fun, and informative virtual events like cooking demos, exercise classes, financial workshops, and more. It's never been easier to connect with your community. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/near you.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Have a marketing idea or print vision for your business? Make it a reality at Professional Printers. At ProPrinters.com, you'll find solutions for all your design, print, and marketing needs. All types of signs and banners, promotional products, and even self-publishing. Professional Printers will help with custom packaging and die cutting. They're fast and reliable. With on-time print delivery, they'll get the job done right the first time. Professional Printers also guarantees the best prices. Check them out right now at ProPrinters.com. That's ProPrinters.com.
For many years, I've bragged about the great work Stone Interiors does in the home. And brag's the right word, because before I endorsed Stone Interiors, I was a customer first. That means I've been through the same process you can go through. Lainey and I visited the showroom. We were in awe of the selection as we wanted a unique granite look for our kitchen. We got that for our countertops. We found something special. The team at Stone Interiors put the plan in motion. They came out, they installed the granite that we've been loving and beaming about ever since. When folks visit our home, inevitably, we end up in the kitchen talking and someone comments about the granite from its look to its texture. So is it time to enjoy some new granite, marble, or quartz? Do you need a beautiful new backsplash in the kitchen? What about a new fireplace or an outdoor kitchen? Stone Interiors has taken great care of folks in the Midlands for 20 years. They're locally owned and operated, and that's essential. You can visit the showroom, do a virtual appointment if you want, whatever you're comfy with. Visit StoneInteriors.com or give them a call, 461-8950. And of course, tell them you heard about it from The Point.
Point A to Point B.
Good morning. We got 26 West at Airport Boulevard with a stalled motorist and slowdowns at 2 Notch at Bookman, 20 West at 378, 20 West at Clemson, 277 at Connors, very heavy and backed up, 77 South at Forest Drive, and Fontaine at Favre Road, one collision. Lebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard, pizza, wings, subs, and more since 1966. Lebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
Yeah. Welcome back in. Thank you for being with us. We're about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in. This is the Positive Points on Aging, and Karen Pickard is our guest. As every Tuesday, she and Marsha Clayman come in, and they take good care of us, talking and educating us on different things involving our senior community. And they're from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Great, great people at Oakleaf Village, and we appreciate their partnership on the Positive Points on Aging. Let's get back to what we've been talking about. And if you're just joining us on the program, we are focusing today on the differences between the different levels of care you can get when going into a facility as a senior. And we've talked about independent living, and we've talked a little bit about assisted living. We did a lot of that last week, right, and then a little review this morning. And then we're going to move into memory care.
We're going to talk about memory care because I get phone calls all the time saying, my mother has dementia, she has to be in a memory care area. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. You need to talk about what kind of dementia she has, what her behaviors are.
Right.
And again, it gets down to those personal questions, what's really going on. And every facility in Columbia, every community in Columbia is going to handle it differently.
Sure.
Oakleaf allows people that we call pleasantly confused to be in our assisted living a lot longer than some other places might. But memory care is usually somebody who needs a lot of watching, somebody who will get and harm themselves, maybe fall a lot, wander out a door and get lost, that kind of thing. And they need to be observed and watched 24/7, basically.
Right.
That is not a skilled need in South Carolina. That is strictly an assisted living. Now, when memory care becomes a skilled need is if somebody has a catheter or they have a feeding tube or they have behavior issues that need intramuscular injections. Assisted living cannot make medical decisions. They cannot give shots like intramuscular behavioral medications. So that's when you need skilled care for somebody with dementia. And we're going to talk about what skilled care is. A nursing home. Everybody's heard that term. Everybody hates that term. You don't hear many people in this industry use the term home very often.
Right.
But in this case, a skilled nursing facility or a nursing home has to provide care mostly by a licensed practical nurse and nurse's aide under the supervision of a registered nurse. So there's a key right there. They have to have nurses.
Right.
In South Carolina, assisted living legally does not have to have a nurse on staff.
Right.
So in a skilled place, they will have nurses on staff. Care is focused on the activities of daily living or custodial care, which could include complete bathing, complete dressing, helping a person eat. You know, sometimes people need to be
absolutely
fed.
Absolutely. And again, I'm living this right now with cousin Bobby. He is in memory care at a facility here in the Midlands. And I'll give you an example. Most of the time, eating's not an issue. But last week, he was having some very bad shaking issues, and he dropped a plate. And so they just said, hey, would you like some help with that? And so he said yes, and so they helped feed him some food and help him get his food down to keep his energy level up. If it gets to that point, it gets to that point.
Yeah. And I mean, those are the kinds of things that people need. Nursing homes basically are for people who can no longer take care of themselves or do have cognitive and behavioral problems. And we all kind of know what a nursing home is. It is a long-term residential facility.
Yeah.
One of the things that people get very confused about, though, is what is rehab.
Right.
Rehab, there's two types of rehab, and one is called acute inpatient rehab, and one is called subacute inpatient rehab. Acute inpatient rehab is for somebody who maybe is an amputee, had a major stroke, and is in the hospital and absolutely cannot go home and needs the assistance of nursing care. But they also need a lot of physical therapy, occupational therapy during the week.
Right.
They, the average you'll receive, or the minimal amount of physical, occupational, and speech therapy they would receive a day is up to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in an acute inpatient rehab for very long.
Right.
You usually are 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. They can extend it, but
it's very expensive. Insurance does not want to keep you there very long.
And it's
been on that road too with my sister after she had her stroke. And I hate that I have a story for everything. I hate that I have a story for everything you bring up.
But
been down that road with Audra, and it was about a week and a half stay for her, and then they said get out. You know, I mean, your insurance has used up its amount of money.
But did they send her home, or did they send her to
step down,
subacute type facility?
That was the next step.
And you know, I mean, I don't mind naming places, but there are places like National Healthcare, Wildwood Downs, Lexington Extended Care. They are places that most of us think about when we think about rehab facilities. Mm-hmm. But in a place like that, you can stay. The average stay is 28 days, but you can stay up to 100 days, depending on how much physical therapy, how you're improving. You have to be showing that you're meeting your goals, and that's something that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get as much physical therapy there, though.
Right.
You only get 1 to 2 hours a day. You know, so if you're in an acute rehab, you're getting physical therapy, you're getting exercise.
Occupational, speech, everything,
Yeah, you're getting it hard. You can still get occupational and speech in a step-down subacute care. But you just don't get as much of
it,
and that's the thing. And people often say, well, you know, can't my loved one go to those places and stay, and Medicare will cover it? Medicare only covers up to a certain amount of time.
Exactly. And they look for – and there's also sometimes bed space is an issue also.
Yeah,
sometimes, you know, because for – there now we're finding assisted living wants to open up on every corner in America.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing rehab necessarily doing so. There's going to be more rehab as the population continues to age, and I think that's just such a growing industry. But reality is there's only so much bed space. And I'll tell you another thing. You know, you want your family member to rally and get better and show improvement and keep meeting benchmarks. But the big fear is when my sister had her stroke, for example, you know that you've got a very certain window of time after a stroke where the brain can get this back and get that back. And so you really want to maximize every day with as much therapy as possible. And that's not always the case. You don't always have that luxury.
That's why acute care rehab is wonderful for situations like that. But, you know, it's interesting in that you were saying they would you're going to see more of them open. Medicare covers rehab, and there's only so much money, so I don't know what you're going to see. Most of us can't afford to go to rehab and pay private.
No, you're right.
When you're talking about $250, $300 a day,
it's
kind of crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. You're not kidding. Trust me.
So I don't know what we'll see in the future, but right now, you're right, bed space can be an issue. But I think we're going to see people utilizing it more and more as we continue. One thing that we do need to talk about a little bit about, though, is that when you go to a skilled nursing facility, they do have Medicaid beds. Assisted living in South Carolina is private pay, unless you have a long-term care policy or unless you qualify for what is called optional state supplement beds, and that's another whole conversation.
Yeah, right.
But so if you are financially strapped and you need a Medicaid bed, you probably will end up in a skilled nursing facility for a long-term care.
Yeah.
But even those places require you to pay privately at least a month, some of them 6 months, some of them 9 months.
Right.
It just depends on where you're looking.
Right. The average person is going to be the one who struggles the most, the one who's very either destitute, they're going to get help through Medicaid, or if you've got lots of money, you're going to be fine and you can do it. If you have a long-term care policy, that's fine, which is why we always tell people to call Fran Halloran, the money coach. But that's another day. Thursday, 4 to 6 over at Oakley Village, spaghetti dinner to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. If people want to place an order, they can call
803-808-3477. Call today. The plates are $10 a plate. And again, it goes to the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and a great, great cause. Again, that's Thursday. And if people have any questions at all, again, about any of what we're talking about, they need to get a consultation, an assessment, they can call you.
Call me or Marcia at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You are awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Karen,
enjoy
very,
your
very
dinner.
Much. We certainly will, although it'll be more like breakfast. Appreciate it very much. Hey, that's going to wrap it. A big reminder to you again this afternoon on the afternoon drive. We are going to talk with DHEC Dr. Jane Kelly for the 4 o'clock hour. She is the state epidemiologist, and we're looking very forward to having her take your phone calls. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kevin. Thank you for listening to The Point. We'll see you at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive.
Mornings with Kev. WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House lawmakers hurrying back to Washington to pass a short-term hike in the debt ceiling. Today's vote will ensure the federal government can keep borrowing to pay its bills into December. Southwest Airlines canceling more flights today, although the number is down from earlier in the week. Still, many passengers scrambling to make alternate plans and finding themselves stranded once again.
Since Saturday, Southwest has canceled more than 2,000 flights and left thousands of customers like Brian Gesh